Pods of the cast. Ah, shit. That wasn't. That was just sounds. That was just mouth sounds.
I didn't
like
hate
the great
it.
Album by Neil Cicierega, which you should check out. This is Robert Evans introducing his podcast Behind the Bastards very poorly. Miles, please come in and save me from myself.
Hello, Bobby. Good to be here. Miles Gray coming in live and direct from the city of assholes. I mean angels.
Miles, when you did your podcast training,
yes.
Which day did they teach you how to do something besides grunt incoherently while introducing a podcast?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not. Look, full disclosure, I faked all my podcast education. CV
Are you
stuff.
An unlicensed podcaster?
I mean, come look, Robert.
Did
I feel
you
like if anyone, I can tell
4-4-7-1? God damn it!
I did. I'm a fake man.
Shame.
I just had a mic and someone was like, hey, you're a guy. You podcast? I'm like, yes.
That is how it works. That is just how it works. If you're a guy, you're given a podcast.
In the early days. Yeah. And they weren't even given. It was just a bunch of like zombies with mics being like, ugh.
Have this podcast. You're now endorsed by this company that mails you things that you used to buy from the CVS.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, podcasts.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of grifts, Miles, do you remember that Build the Wall, We the People Will Build the Wall GoFundMe that raised like $25 million?
Dude, how could I forget something that on its face was like immediately visible that this was a con job?
Scan. It was such a beautiful. We did an episode about this, which you can check out. Katie and Cody were the guests on that one, I think. And I don't like them anymore because I work with them on another podcast. So
yeah. I like them.
We're angry at each other now. No, that's they're podcasting too much.
Be nice to them.
We talked about them. And basically, the gist of it is that this guy, Brian Colfage, who is like, he likes to brand himself as the most severely injured airman in U.S. airman in Iraq, which might be true. I mean, I don't know how you like measure that, but he was like horrifically wounded. He was on his way to the gym on a base in the green zone when a mortar landed right next to him and he lost his legs and like part of an arm. Like he got really fucked up, like about as badly as you can without dying.
Right.
So he came back home and he started like a fake news empire on Facebook with like all these right-wing news websites. And he was making quite a bit of money before Facebook shut his whole network down because it was like he was breaking their terms of service a bunch with like a bunch of coordinated and authentic activity and stuff.
Oh, like all the right-wing Facebook
shit. Yeah. So they shut him down, and when his money spigot got turned off, and there's, like, articles from people who worked with him at the time who said, like, guy has a horrible temper, he could get, like, violent and stuff at the drop of a hat. He's just a very unpleasant person, which, you know, I'm sure some of that's horrific trauma, but it doesn't excuse grifting thousands of people, which is what he did next. So he created a GoFundMe for We the People Will Build the Wall. There's now confirmed evidence that they were talking with members of the Trump administration. They had like meetings with them. There was talk of like trying to figure out how to take the funds that they got and roll it over, or like, you know, there was official correspondence that they had with members of the Trump campaign and like or the Trump team. And as soon as like this thing took off, which, you know, it was pretty much immediately raising millions of dollars, a bunch of other famous right wing grifters got on board, including our old buddy Steve Bannon. Eric Prince was on the board of the foundation they set up to deal with the money. So like basically when it became clear that you know, so the initial idea was like, we're going to raise money to give to the government so that they can build this wall.
Because the damn libs won't give it to us.
Yeah. And that, it became clear that like, that's not really how the government works. Like, you can't just go fund me a border wall that would, number one, involve like building on massive amounts of private land and like all of this shit. Like you just, it's not a thing that gets to be done. So they changed the focus of it to like, we're going to actually build the wall. And they, you know, because they were altering sort of the nature of what they were doing, GoFundMe allowed people to kind of opt in to continue having their money roll over into the new thing that they were doing. And most people who donated agreed to do it. There's a bunch of shady stuff and like their explanation of what they were doing, including the point that like the money will be used either to actually construct the wall or to engage in, you know, lobbying or whatever that will help to construct the wall. So there's like a bunch of stuff where it's like, oh, so you're going to, it became very clear, like, you're going to find ways to put this in the pockets of the very famous right-wing people who have all leapt onto this program.
Totally.
Including Steve Bannon and Eric Prince. And, you know, one of the things they repeatedly stated when this all happened is that Brian Colfage, who was founder and the face of the thing, was not going to receive any money, would not be paid, wasn't going to make any a dime off of this. It was just, you know, doing it out of the goodness of his heart. And then last week, all of these guys got arrested, including Steve Bannon, which is the best thing that's ever happened, that Steve Bannon has now for more than a week been incarcerated. It just slaps unbelievably hard.
The thing with that, though, like listening to these people, knowing Eric Prince is on that board, right? He should know better than anyone that like building like physical infrastructure on like in the United States is probably a long shot. Like you have a better chance crowdfunding a private Air Force, I feel like, than being like, yeah, we're just going to build chunks of border wall because, you know, fucking America. I'm a little disappointed in Eric. You know what I mean? Like he knows out of anyone, if you're going to pull some wildly illegal kind of stuff where you're trying to take the place of the government, you got to be a little more surgical.
Yeah. I mean, but he doesn't like he's committed so many more blatant crimes than this right? And he always gets away with it because he's a billionaire. That said, I don't think he was super involved with this. This was like
legitimized
like side piece for him. Yeah. You know, but it is. So it's turned into this amazing story where, like, again, like the fucking Steve Bannon's got arrested as a result of this. There's pictures of him now fucking in handcuffs. And it's one of the best things that's ever happened. Best thing about it is that it was like the Postal Service's investigative
police
unit,
right,
which is the first federal law enforcement agency we all learned when they arrested Steve Bannon.
Damn.
So I guess I'll say, maybe not all cops are bad. Like we've got like I'm willing to make an exception for the post office cops given what happened recently.
Yeah, exactly. And like we said, like even with the post office under fire, like if we're going to back the blue, it's going to be the Postal Service.
Yeah, it's going to be these are the ones I'm 100% supportive of arresting Steve Bannon on a yacht.
Cut to some like wild clip of postal yeah, police brutality, and you're like, what the even y'all? I thought you were the mail cops.
No, they actually committed genocide against all these different tribes.
They're like, oh God. Boy,
I don't know that I've never heard that the post office committed genocide, but like, let's be honest, it wouldn't be the most surprising thing in American history. But let's not make random allegations of genocide against the
Postal
office.
Service. No.
Yeah. We've got the charging document, which is the it's basically like a podcast episode written by a United States district court, in this case, the Southern District of New York, to summarize the government's case against all of the crime doers behind the We the People Will Build the Wall con. And I'm just going to start reading it to you, Miles. We'll skim some parts of it when it gets boring, but like,
The fact that you just go, I'm just going to read the fucking court
I'm just
going to
read this son of a bitch for
you. That gets me. I'm like, because I love sometimes, you know, are there these cases, especially in this Trump era, where just the like legal description of it, you're like, these
amazing
people, how did they think any of this was going to work? Or they weren't going to get caught.
I mean, the thing that's more amazing to me is that they did get caught. Like, clearly, whatever else is going on in the world, Steve Bannon and Brian Colfage did not have the clout they thought they had, because they thought they had the clout that like Roger Stone has, where
we can
commit blatant crimes and we'll get forgiven for it, or they'll be too scared of us to go after us, and it just wasn't true for them, and I don't know why entirely, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Maybe it was that it was too blatant. Maybe it was that, you know, they didn't kiss the right asses. I don't know what the explanation is, but let's get into it. The grand jury charges. One, Brian Colfage, Stephen Bannon, Andrew Badalato, and Timothy Shea, the defendants, and others orchestrated a scheme to defraud hundreds of thousands of donors, including donors in the Southern District in New York, in connection with an online crowdfunding campaign ultimately known as We Build the Wall, that raised more than $25 million to build a wall along the southern border of the United States. To induce donors to donate to the campaign, Colfage and Bannon, each of whom, as detailed herein, exerted significant control over We Build the Wall, repeatedly and falsely assured the public that Colfage would, quote, not take a penny in salary or compensation, and that, quote, 100% of the funds raised will be used in the execution of our mission and purpose, because, as Bannon publicly stated, we're a volunteer organization.
Oh, these wow.
These representations were false. In truth, Brian Colfage, Stephen Bannon, Andrew Badalato, and Timothy Shea, the defendants, collectively received hundreds of thousands of dollars in donor funds from We Build the Wall, which they each used in a manner inconsistent with the organization's public representations. In particular, Colfage covertly took more than $350,000 in funds that had been donated to We Build the Wall for his personal use, while Bannon, through a nonprofit organization under his control, Nonprofit One, received over $1 million from We Build the Wall, which Bannon used to, among other things, secretly pay Colfage and to cover hundreds of thousands of dollars in Bannon's personal expenses.
Dude, what is this thing on nonprofit? Oh, that was just in the charging document. It's yeah. called nonprofit. I thought, which makes sense because it's a legal document. I was hoping that Steve Bannon is like such a lazy schemer that he's like, oh, fuck, I got to put a nonprofit together to fucking be able to move this money around. I call it fucking Nonprofit One.
It's like my idea. I've always wanted to create an LLC for a variety of reasons and call it Unlimited Liability, because there's something in my brain that enjoys the idea of unlimited liability, a limited liability corporation.
Fun limited liability.
Mm-hmm. To conceal the payments to Colfage from We Build the Wall, Colfage, Bannon, Badalato, and Shea devised a scheme to route these payments from We Build the Wall to Colfage indirectly through a nonprofit and a shell company under Shea's control, among other avenues. They did so by using fake invoices and sham vendor arrangements, among other ways, to ensure, as Colfage noted in a text message to Badalato, that his pay arrangement remained confidential and kept on a need-to-know basis. So again, committing crimes and texting about it.
Yeah, what a hallmark of this group of people. Just like, we make our own receipts here.
I know so many people that, like, because of the protests, like, won't text message about the shield materials that they're, like, gathering so that people can build, like, defensive devices to protect themselves from impact weapons. Like, they're paranoid about, like, gathering fucking, like, rubber and foam inserts and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And these guys are just like, yeah, I gotta go steal $1 million. Like, you guys, like, here's how we're doing it. Yeah.
Right, and also use this fake vendor. Like,
yeah.
like
use
fake
the fake
is
company
all
we set up to illegally right. funnel money through to do this illegal thing that we're all doing together. You guys all down for the illegal crimes that we're committing?
Right. Oh,
it's so easy to be a conservative.
We are defrauding the American people with our build a wall scheme. Please like, please use the tap back in your messages app and your iPhone to confirm your that you are culpable.
I know people who live in paranoia because they're getting followed as a result of bringing water every night to demonstrations.
Right. And then
like,
this
shit.
Most audacious nonsense.
Fucking hell. On or around December 17th, 2018, Brian Colfage, the defendant, with the assistance of others, launched a fundraising campaign originally called We the People Build the Wall on a crowdfunding website. The crowdfunding website is how it's referred to in the document. It's GoFundMe. According to statements on the webpage for We the People Build the Wall on the crowdfunding website, which is a very funny, it just looks very silly in this document.
You can't say that without laughing.
Yeah.
The crowdfunding website.
The crowd, like, come on, guys.
We this the
is like
crowdfunding.
Yeah, this is like when a fucking movie uses some sort of fake Google thing, like
researcher
or whatever. It's like, come on, guy. We know it's Google. The campaign was raising funds to donate to the United States federal government for construction of a wall at the southern border of the United States. The webpage also stated that 100% of your donations would be given to the government for the construction of a wall, and that if the campaign could not attain its goal, it would refund every single penny. The We the People Build the Wall campaign was an immediate fundraising success. Within the first week, Brian Colfage, the defendant, with the assistance of Timothy Shea, the defendant, raised approximately $17 million. Despite its early success, the campaign also drew scrutiny, including questions about Colfage's background and the campaign's plan to give the money raised to the federal government. Based on those concerns, in or around December 2018, GoFundMe which they, the crowdfunding website, suspended the campaign, which by that point had raised more than $20 million, and warned Brian Colfage, the defendant, that unless he identified a legitimate nonprofit organization into which these funds could be transferred, the crowdfunding website would return the funds. At around the same time, Brian Colfage, the defendant, involved Stephen Bannon and Andrew Badalato, the defendants, in the leadership of the campaign. Bannon, a political strategist and former media executive, and Badalato, an entrepreneur and venture capitalist, were already working together on Nonprofit One, which was a separate Section 501c4 organization founded by Bannon with the stated purpose of promoting economic nationalism and American sovereignty. Fascism.
Oh,
we can call that one fascism, right? Yeah. Economic nationalism.
That's very fancy.
Fucking fascist. And he uses his fun, fancy fascist nonprofit to funnel donations into illegally, which is just very on brand. Within days of becoming involved, Stephen Bannon and Andrew Badalato, the defendants, took significant control of the fundraising campaign's organization and day-to-day activities. So basically, they immediately took control of We the People Will Build the Wall. And by like late December 2018, they were basically in charge, and they created a new 501c4 called We Build the Wall, Inc., and they proposed that the money, you know, would be transferred there. And that
a nonprofit, We Build the Wall, Inc.,
A nonprofit to build to finance private construction of a wall along the southern border. Mm-hmm. And they gave a bunch of assurances to GoFundMe that like this was all legitimate and the money would all go to this new 501c4 they'd founded in order to induce GoFundMe to release the donor funds. These assurances included, among other things, written bylaws with conflict of interest provisions and compensation restrictions precluding insiders like Colfage, among others, from inappropriately misusing donor funds, and a promise that Colfage will take no salary and will personally not take a penny of compensation from these donations. Colfage, Bannon, and Badalato also agreed that donors would have to opt in to having their contribution redirected from the crowdfunding website to We Build the Wall. So they hung themselves here. They made a legal document promising that in no way would, among other things, Colfage get any money from this, because it was the only way to get the money.
Yeah.
And they just assumed it would be fine, because many other crimes that these people and their friends committed were fine.
It's just like how scumbag men think too, like with sex. It's like, well, what do I got to say to have sex? Mm-hmm. You know, and after that, I may not mean it, but I'm so just short-sighted about my own gratification. I will deceive and lie just to get there without any thinking of like where that goes after the fact. And I just love that like this scam is so fucking American, in that like you're weaponizing like the fear of black and brown people to then enrich yourself. And like when really you could give a fuck about any of it. Aside from purely just being like, oh, this is great. This is a great group of just dummies to just rinse.
Yeah, it's evidence of what those of us who are vaguely aware of like objective reality have known for a long time, which is that like almost none of these fascists, with the exception of really like Stephen Miller and a couple others, almost none of them believe in what they're saying. It's just the best way to get what they want, which is money and power. Like if these guys, if their primary concern was illegal immigration, they would have used this money to in some way fuck over migrants, right?
Yeah,
like absolutely. Whether or not it was the wall, that's what they would have done with this huge amount of money. And they would have gotten nothing but praise from the donors, even if it wasn't a wall, even if it was some other way of hurting these people. But they didn't even really care about hurting those people. They just wanted to steal. And it's awesome. It's so good that in this one rare instance, they faced consequences. Yeah.
I mean, you hate to see it and you love to see it. You know?
It's so good.
It's so audacious. But again, I don't know, every time, like even whenever I come on this show, I'm always like, damn, the audacity of these fucking
God
people.
Damn.
But that really is the true DNA of a true historical piece of shit bastard, is you're just all about yourself. And there's absolutely zero consideration for anything aside for your own, like just your very own personal lived experience.
Yeah, and it works for them usually, because it's an effective strategy in winning in our system, is to only give a shit about yourself and be like sociopathically dedicated to nothing but your own enrichment, right? Like that works in a lot of ways, except for occasionally you get arrested on a yacht by the post office.
That's almost got to be like, in a way, I wonder if you're pissed. You're like, fuck, it's, I thought it would be at least like the feds or something, like the feds. It's the post. Did you have to wear that hat too, like a mail carrier?
I hope they did. I hope they're exactly the same as a normal SWAT team, but with the hats. Yeah.
Just, and not even the tack gear. Yeah. Like, they don't even have weapons. They're just like very coordinated group of mail carriers that are like, we can do this without weapons.
Oh, I wouldn't fuck with a group of mail delivery persons. Yeah. Well,
I mean, essentially, I mean, the amount of veterans that work for the Postal Service, too, I'm like, you're actually dealing with people with some experience in the military as well, so.
Yeah. Beginning in January 2019, the defendants caused We Build the Wall to mislead donors, promising them repeatedly that 100% of the funds would be used for construction of a wall, and that Kolfage, in particular, would take no salary or compensation. And obviously, contrary to this, they were immediately misappropriating hundreds of thousands of dollars in funds for their own benefit. Beginning on or around January 11th, 2019, and consistent with the assurances provided to the crowdfunding website, We Build the Wall announced that it had changed its mission to the private construction of a wall, and that donors needed to opt in. And that worked out. And it seemed like, you know, the document is alleging that this worked because of their promise that 100% of the funds raised would be used towards the construction of a wall, and that not a penny would be used to compensate Kolfage. They repeatedly made these they're stating basically over and over again, they couldn't stop making these promises, and they're making these promises is why so many people were willing to like donate the money.
Right.
And it's why it's so easy for us to prove that they repeatedly broke the law.
And I'm sure like the comments of the Trump family helped too. Cause I remember like Don Jr. Was like, look at this man. Like, this is an example of American enterprise or some shit. And like the whole
idea. He's a hero.
Like, he's going to, there's a quote, doing it better, faster, and cheaper than anything else. Like, definitely cheaper and shittier than anything else.
If I had to choose between the government spending hundreds of millions of dollars on incomplete sections of wall that are easily breached or $25 million on nothing, I will choose the nothing. Also because I prefer there not be any wall on the southern border or fence. And in fact, if we could just spend $25 million a year and have it go to right-wing grifters and have an open border on the south, I would make that compromise. That's something I'm willing to get on board with.
Right. They're like, dude, just take your money and fuck off.
Just take your money and like stop fucking with these people.
Also, just so you know, we just printed a bunch of that shit. We don't know how much it's really worth.
Yeah. So Kolfage posted messages on social media that included representations such as, we promised 100% of the funds raised only go to border wall construction. All money donated to We Build the Wall goes directly to wall. To wall. Not anyone's pocket. I'm taking nothing. Zero. In fact, Kolfage went so far as to send mass emails to his donors asking them to purchase coffee from his unrelated business, telling donors that the coffee company was the only way he keeps his family fed and a roof over their head, because Kolfage was taking no compensation from We Build the Wall. He couldn't stop double dipping.
Wow.
Like, none of them have any sort of self-control. They can't fucking double dip. It's...
Again, even when you add the layers of just balls to this, where you're like, dude, I'm fucking stealing from you. And then I'm also going to have my shitty coffee company and then bilk you for more cash from there. My hat's off to him.
Hey, Robert. It's outstanding. Robert, you know who doesn't sponsor this show? That shitty coffee company. But you know who does sponsor this show?
Oh, the good people at Raytheon.
Yeah.
Yes, Raytheon. Miles. You know what's better than a border wall for stopping migrants from crossing the border?
Oh, yeah. Predator drones.
Predator drones armed with the new RX-9 knife missile. Yes, the knife missile allows you to knife people from the sky using the power of the federal government.
And gravity.
And gravity. Less of a factor. You know, the beauty of Raytheon technology is that it functions equally well in a zero-G environment. So that when, in the inevitable future, we have moon refugees, we'll be able to shoot them with knife missiles too, Miles. That's the promise of Raytheon.
Actually, you're saying it wrong. It's Graytheon.
Ooh.
Let's roll some ads. We're back! All right. So... yeah, again, it goes on for a while, for like another page or so, about how many different ways he promised in public and in a binding legal manner that he would take no compensation from this, and how often all of the defendants, including Steve Bannon, signed off in one way or another and promoted the fact that he would take no. Like, all of this seems to be resting on the fact that Brian Colfage specifically got money from this. And none of them, they just, no one thought anyone would notice anything. I can't get my head around it.
Do you think because, like, they were just sort of being like, if we hide behind this person whose body was mangled in war, and that will sort of get, like, sort of give him this position where you wouldn't dare question their patriotism? Like, and that, like, they were also sort of, like, getting really hyped up on that idea, too, for, like, the whole sort of grift of it all?
Yeah, I think they figured that, like, they could, that nobody on the right and nobody in the Trump administration would ever allow anything bad to happen to Colfage because he's the, but, like, and the it's the same, I don't know, we'll see how this situation in Kenosha with the mass shooter goes, but, like, the Trump campaign's initial thing was to be like, oh, he's not affiliated with us in any way, we support what law enforcement did in arresting and charging him with murder. You know, we'll see, because obviously there's folks on the right that want to, like, adopt that kid as a mascot. I don't know what the Trump administration...
I think he's actually speaking at the RNC later.
I don't actually know, like, what Trump at all are going to wind up doing about this, but, like, the initial thing they did was what their actual initial reaction is, which is, oh, this person's a liability, let's jettison them immediately. Maybe they'll decide against that, but, like, that's what they've done with Colfage. Like, they haven't made any sort of a stink about the arrest of Colfage or Bannon. They've just been like, yep, they shouldn't have fucked up and broken the law. We support law enforcement because, like, they don't give a shit about you.
Right. Oh, their hearts must be breaking right now.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, what the fuck, Steve? You said it'd be fine.
So let's go on to just how fucking blatant this is. So the document continues to note, in developing their strategy of emphasizing to donors that Colfage would not be paid a dime, Bannon and Badalato, in a text message exchange, discussed how that message would help drive fundraising and opt-ins by prior donors because it would, as Badalato stated, become the most talked about media narrative ever since it removes all self-interest taint and gives Brian Colfage sainthood. For that reason, Badalato insisted that the statement that Colfage will not take a penny of compensation be included in the email to We Build the Wall's donors about the opt-in process, explaining in an email that his statement was a material item to donors. Again, let us all state clearly in text messages how, like, that we are committing a crime, that we are making legally binding promises that we intend to break. Let's just all talk about that very clearly.
Document
in text messages.
No, like, don't even use the finesse of, like, voice messages back and forth, some kind of temporary transmission, whatever. Just, just cement it all there. I mean, they made it really easy for the Postal Investigative Service. What are they technically called? USPIS or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, yeah. Shout out to them.
The post office cops. The only cops that I'm supportive of until somebody tells me about the horrible things that they've done.
Right. I'm sure. And then we'll have another episode behind the police cops.
All I know is that they arrest fascists on yachts.
I speak for all of your listeners. Can you stop predicting things? Hey,
I'm going to choose for a moment to believe that there's a law enforcement agency who just arrests yacht fascists.
There you go.
Yeah.
I want to believe in something, and I'm choosing to believe in this for the moment.
Yeah, just I mean, if
chill.
You could stop predicting horrible things about everything and then it happening, like, all of us would be, like, super appreciative if you could, like, predict something good.
Yeah, I'm going to predict that the only other thing the post office cops do is arrest people who illegally mail kittens. They're just out there protecting kittens and arresting fascists. I've decided to believe this.
Okay.
And making, like, some of the best, like, sort of small batch artisanal ice cream you've ever tasted.
Yeah, they make ice cream for some reason too, and it's apparently great.
Oh, it's amazing.
So, yeah,
that's a world I want to live in.
So, moreover, the thing goes on to note, the defendants conveyed that others in the leadership of We Build the Wall and its advisory board, which Bannon chaired, would not be compensated. For example, Colfage wrote on social media, I thought it was pretty clear. I made a promise that I would never take a penny. 100% of fundraising through donations will only go towards the wall. 100% means 100%, right? Board won't see any of that money. So they just kept promising that everything they were going to do was,
cut to their text thread. They're like, 100% means fucking maybe 5%. Board will see as much of that money as they want. All right. So what are we telling them?
This next part's heartbreaking. So this goes into, like, how many of the donors believed what he was saying. Donors took notice of this core narrative and told Brian Colfage, the defendant, and others working for We Build the Wall that it mattered to them. Some of those donors wrote directly to Colfage that they did not have a lot of money and were skeptical about online fundraising campaigns, but they were giving what they could because they trusted Colfage would keep his word about how their donations would be spent. Colfage also wrote to prospective donors who raised concerns, assuring the donors in private messages that he was not being compensated. These false assurances successfully induced donors to give money to We Build the Wall and opt in to have their prior donations transferred to We Build the Wall's new nonprofit entity. Of the original $20 million raised from hundreds of thousands of donors, most of the donors agreed to opt in. So that I didn't realize, but the fact that they even have that like, no, individual donors who didn't have much money personally reached out to Brian with their concerns, and he lied to these people to their faces is, it's so sweet.
Yeah.
It's so perfect. Yeah.
It's so Trump University too, you know, yeah. Where people are like, you know, it's like their last shot at
this
something.
This is my dialysis money.
Yeah. And in this case, it's like, I want to brutalize the brown people. Now
yeah,
don't
I mean,
go
these
spending
people are
it on
terrible.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. But it's just so funny that, like, even then, right, they're so committed to this, like, you know, fear of a black and brown America that they're just sort of like, you know, giving their last material like bit yeah. of like wealth they have to this stupid mirage of racism.
Yep. And it's one of those things like people I do like people ask why I don't do more crowdfunding stuff. And it is because like when you do crowdfunding stuff, you get donations from people who will make statements like that. They're like, hey, I believe in what you're doing. I don't have much money. But like, and I feel like I felt like a piece of shit every time that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I would rather, you know, be paid by advertisers than.
Yeah, someone give you like their last dime or something.
Yeah, I don't want that on my fucking conscience. I don't want to like, oh, and now I'm spending the money, you know, on Grubhub tonight or whatever, or like I ordered
right,
a pizza.
Sure. Right,
and it's
right.
like, oh fuck, this was this like I don't want to.
Of course.
It just no. I will sell products and services.
You will. Yeah, exactly.
That's my line. I'm not saying it's immoral to crowdfund. I think it's fine. A lot of my friends make their living that way. It just like it fucked me up. And I'll probably do something like it again, but I'll again repeatedly beg people, please don't donate money if you don't have money.
Yeah.
Like, it's not important.
To my rich friends only.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, despite these repeated assurances, despite these repeated assurances, the public narrative deliberately crafted by the defendants and others was false. In fact, although We Build the Wall spent money on the construction of a border wall, hundreds of thousands of dollars were siphoned out of We Build the Wall for the private use and benefit of the defendants. Indeed, despite Colfage's numerous public statements that he was not taking a salary or getting a penny in compensation, within days of launching We Build the Wall, Colfage, working primarily with Bannon and Badalato, reached a secret agreement whereby Colfage would be covertly paid $100,000 up front and then $20,000 a month.
Jesus.
Because that arrangement was directly contrary to the defendant's repeated public representations, the defendants and others schemed to pass these payments to Colfage indirectly through third parties, including entities under the control of Bannon and Shea. This is the stuff that we talked about. Bannon made it clear in a text message to Badalato that there would be no deals I don't approve and directed that Colfage be paid indirectly through Nonprofit One in an attempt to conceal the payments from the public, notwithstanding the fact that Colfage did no work for Nonprofit One and that the payments from Nonprofit One to Colfage would be funded by We Build the Wall. There's text messages between Bannon and Badalato talking about what Colfage's salary would be. Bannon directs the wiring of money illegally from the campaign to this. Yeah, like, yeah, they've got Bannon dead to fucking rights, it sounds like. Like, he's discussing, here are the crimes we will commit. These are crimes because we have to keep these crimes secret because they're illegal. Here's how I'm going to do that. And then we have him personally, like, doing the wire payments and stuff. Like, that's amazing.
Right.
Oh, God. This next part. When Colfage later noted in a text message to Badalato that, at least in part as a result of these pass-through payments, We Build the Wall would have to disclose substantial payments to Nonprofit One on tax forms, Badalato replied, better you than me, LOL.
Uh-oh. LOL.
You stupid pieces of shit.
Yeah, lawfully, officially, I don't know, like, what, did you, just that whole sentence, I mean, yeah. Wow, at every turn, like, you had to be like, wink, wink. Like, it yeah. almost could have been that. You know what I mean?
To conceal the payments Kofage received from Nonprofit One, Kofage instructed Badalato that the payments should be made to Kofage's spouse and that Nonprofit One subsequently issued a Form 1099 falsely stating that it had paid Kofage's spouse for media. So that's not suspicious. You know what we should do is falsify some government documents.
Yep. I paid you for media. Okay, now if they ask what happened was you held, you took some photos of me for Instagram.
Yeah. Fucking incredible.
These... Like, there was a lot of, like, those, like, fake-ass vendors was always, like, vague, right? Like, media or, like, social media or some shit.
Yeah, for media. Like, you right. fucking assholes. Thereafter, beginning in or around April 2019, and to further conceal payments of We Build the Wall funds to Brian Kofage, the defendant, his secret monthly salary of approximately $20,000 was passed indirectly through other third-party entities that were purported vendors for We Build the Wall, including one under the control of Timothy Shea, the defendant. Starting in or around March 2019, Shea, who had been involved in early operations for the predecessor campaign to We Build the Wall and was familiar with its repeated promises, proposed in a text message exchange with Kofage, paying Kofage and himself out of a veiled shell corporation to conceal the source and nature of the payments. Shea suggested that to conceal transactions where, for instance, $600,000 comes in and he transfers $300,000 to Kofage, they could create companies that hired Kofage and Shea for his service, like consulting. To further conceal the secret arrangement, Kofage told Shea in an email that they could falsely describe the payments from the new shell entity to Kofage as for social media.
Love it. Love it. It's just... I mean, because, yeah, those forms, it just really feels like when you're, like, being lazy and trying to do your taxes, you're like, I don't know, yeah, that business, internet, social media, sure, mm-hmm. and it's just my salary.
Yep. It's the best.
That's when, like, at one point, too, right, didn't they, like, kind of wise up that, like, they were kind of being sloppy with it? Because I feel like I remember at the beginning of this year.
We might get to that. Yeah, okay, here we go. Yeah. The memo lines on these payments, yeah, sorry, again, on or around May 21st, 2019, Shell Company 1 received a $30,000 wire from Rebuild the Wall. Then it got, you know, paid $20,000 to Kofage. The memo lines on these payments falsely stated that they were for social media accounts and pages when neither Kofage nor anyone else had done such work for Shell. Have them at least do fake work.
Yeah.
Like, put in the effort, guys.
Get some asshole kid to make on the fucking Donald Trump subreddit to get you some fucking memes, some shit posts or something.
Yeah. Moreover, additional $20,000 payments were made to Kofage and funded with money from We Build the Wall. These payments were made in subsequent months until at least October 2019, when, as discussed below, the defendants learned that they might be under criminal investigation. God, that's good.
They must have been, dude, I can only imagine how much Steve Bannon's stress sweat was just stinking up whatever room he was in
that
when he's realizing
ruined.
That. Oh, that's, 100%.
Yeah, I hope there were respirators left over from the fighting in Portland for those post office guys to, like, deal with that.
To board that stink
yacht? To board that stink yacht. I'll donate mine.
Like, yeah, right. They're like, honestly, like, we would sort of confiscate this and maybe auction it off, but yeah, we're just going to have to scuttle this thing.
We're going to have to burn this thing in the sea.
Yeah.
Then we're bringing in the Coast
reef.
Guard.
Artificial reef, like coral and wildlife. Mm-hmm.
Shoot it into get Elon Musk in here and shoot it into space like that car of his. Like,
right.
we can't put this in the ocean. It's been too
we can't disrespect
Bannon made
our
it
oceans,
too toxic.
Right.
Yeah. Oh gosh. So yeah.
What kind of like measures did they take when they were like, uh-oh, guys, I think we might be doing something bad that the police are noticing.
Yeah, let's get down. So from the start of the creation of We Build the Wall in January to October 2019, Brian received more than $350,000 in donor funds passed in directly with the assistance of the other defendants. Kofage used those funds to pay for his own private expenses, including, among other purposes, home renovations, payments towards a boat, a luxury SUV, a golf cart, jewelry, cosmetic surgery, personal tax payments, and credit card debt.
Who got cosmetic surgery?
He did, probably. I mean, he's horribly injured. Like, it might not even be a vanity thing. It might be like a...
Oh, like an actual medical procedure for
his injury? Yeah, he's horribly. I'm not going to, like... like, he's committed crimes to get the money, but, like, I don't even know. I don't know that it was, like, a vanity thing.
He's suddenly coming up with, like, a like beautiful, full lips and, no wrinkles on his forehead.
I don't see evidence of that. It's probably related to his injuries.
Unless we, like, really look and it's like, oh...
Oh,
okay.
No. He got an ass injection. Yeah. They really, I mean,
they and do you.
you know, the guy committed some crimes, but like, god damn, they
he's triple C thick now.
Whoever's doing his work, you know, they knew what they were doing. So, moreover, in addition to Brian Colfage, the defendants Steve Bannon, Andrew Badalato, and Timothy Shea, the defendants each received hundreds of thousands of dollars in donor funds from We Build the Wall, which they each used to pay for a variety of personal expenses, including, among other things, travel, hotels, consumer goods, and personal credit card debts, in addition to the payments described above to Colfage. With respect to Bannon, in particular, as noted above, Nonprofit One received over $1 million from We Build the Wall, and while some of that money was used to pay Colfage, Bannon used a substantial portion of those donor funds for personal uses and expenses is unrelated to We Build the Wall. None of these payments were disclosed to the public. Instead, they repeatedly lied to the public about where the money was going. Indeed, as Colfage noted to Badalato in a text message exchange, as far as the public knows, no one is getting paid and salaries will never be disclosed.
Oh my
God. Don't worry. We'll crime through it.
Oh my God.
Don't worry. These idiot victims will have no idea of how hard we're criming, bros. Mm-hmm.
You know who's not watching us? The post office cops.
Oh my
they can eat a dick.
Fuck those guys.
Wow.
Didn't they like use like encrypted messaging apps too? Like I felt like that was one of the things like they thought they were getting real smart, even though they did all this other shit that could be found. They're like,
I don't know. It actually does. It just says text messages, but maybe. You'd have to think, right? Like I would say you'd have to think they would at least be careful enough to use like, you know, Signal or something.
Yeah.
But like they're so blatant about this.
Right.
Maybe they were just fucking texting. I don't know.
Well, because when you consider like Paul Manafort was like, how do you make PDF of my fake bank account? It's like, oh, boys, come on. Don't email that shit.
Just Googling crimes and see what pops up with a question mark.
How to do fake bank account PDF?
Like what? Robert, it's time for an ad break. Just a thought.
Yeah. You know what also won't, doesn't, you know what isn't a crime? Products and services. We're back and we're talking about We Build the Wall, which was the most real thing ever created.
100%.
Just feels like somebody's going to like write like some, when you say We Build the Wall, I just like imagine like a little song that comes on after that.
We build the wall.
Literally.
It has to sound like a really terrible local business ad. Like you're not going to get a good jingle out of that.
No.
So, in or around October 2019, Brian Colfage, Stephen Bannon, Andrew Badalato, the other defendants, all learned from a financial institution that We Build the Wall might be under federal criminal investigation. The defendants thereafter took additional steps to conceal the fraudulent scheme detailed below. For example, around that time, and in reaction to the potential investigation, Colfage and Badalato began using encrypted messaging apps on their phone. So that's when they started. It's October. October. All year, they're like, hey, guys, how are the crimes we're doing going? Still criming? All right. Good crimes, everybody. Keep criming hard.
You may be under investigation. Fuck!
Crime out with your time out. Like time, like the spice.
There you go.
That's as good as I could come up with in the moment. Yeah.
Again, the stress sweat, you know?
Yeah, amazing.
Like, that's so clear, right? You find out you're under investigation, and then you switch to encrypted messaging.
And as soon as they find out, We Build the Wall's website was changed to remove any mention of the promise that Colfage was not being compensated and to add a statement that he would be paid a salary starting in January 2020.
Yeah, because none of that's cash or anything.
So they stopped paying him secret payments and announced that he was about to start getting a salary after promising the opposite for months, for like a year, and just hoped that would be okay.
Yeah, why not? You know, maybe just, you hate to see it and you also love to see it.
It's so good. It's just one of the best things that's ever happened. Yeah, I
remember.
I'm very happy about all this.
Like when it happened, wasn't that like a news headline when he announced he was getting a salary? And that's when people were like, hold the fuck on. Because first ever, like the sort of public perception was like, where's that fucking wall you're building? Mm-hmm. It's not there. And I was like, it's a scheme. And then it's like, okay, that guy's going to get like $100,000. And people are like, what the fuck? Now?
Yeah.
But
where's the fucking wall? Yeah.
It's blowing over in the fucking wind or whatever.
It's amazing. I wonder what they thought would happen with this. Because they weren't building a wall. They did like a couple of sample chunks, but like they never did anything meaningful. And their whole promise was that like, we'll do it faster and cheaper than the government. So we'll be able to actually afford to do it. And they just kind of like pretend it failed?
They had one certain spots built, and then like every engineer and like hydrologist was like, this is gonna fucking just fall apart. You know,
yeah,
that,
this is
right?
Terrible.
Like, you didn't build it. It's not even built the right depth. Like none of this is done correctly. So I wonder if, you know, like I'm trying to really put myself in that schemer mode. Like if, okay, I'm in too deep, how am I gonna get my way out of it? I would probably begin some like NIMBY argument about how like these regulations are like stopping us while I'm slowly building some kind of like escape pod to leave to some country without an extradition treaty.
Yeah, I do. I do. Like people have compared this to the famous monorail episode of The Simpsons. And I do kind of feel like their plan was just a cartoon drawing of themselves flying to Acapulco with a bag of cash.
Right. Is there a chance the wall could bend? Not a chance, my bigot friend.
I think the jingle should be similar to the Cars for Kids song.
It should be.
You know that? Yeah. Cars for Kids.
1-800 Walls for Bigots.
Yeah. There you go.
Amazing. So let's get down to the good shit. Forfeiture allegations.
Wait, this is the good shit?
Oh, it's all God. The good shit.
Everything up until this point has been like a bizarro comedy of errors.
I skipped a few pages because it was all just like repeatedly restating in different ways they committed wire fraud blatantly, right. Which they did. As a result of committing the offense alleged in count one of this indictment, Brian Colfage, Stephen Bannon, Andrew Battalato, and Timothy Shea, the defendants, shall forfeit to the United States pursuant to Title 18, United States Code, Section 9, any and all property, real and personal, that constitutes or is derived from proceeds traceable to the commission of said offense, including but not limited to a sum of money in the United States currency representing the amount of proceeds traceable to the commission of said offense and the following specific property. So it then lists a bunch of different funds contained, and wow, there's a lot of bank accounts they put this money into. God, I'm on page two. Okay, so like there's like two pages of different bank accounts they threw money into, and then we get into property. So number one, the real property is described as a 2019 Jupiter Marine boat named Warfighter. The real property, yeah, I think that's the yacht that Colfage got. As a result of committing the offense alleged in count two of this indictment, the defendant shall forfeit to the United States any and all property, yada yada. So yeah, they got to give up all the fucking shit that they got.
Warfighter.
They committed he loses his boat, Warfighter.
I mean, that's a good looking boat.
It is. It had four engines.
Yeah. You know? The irony was like he was sailing in that thing in the 4th of July, like Trump boat parade in Florida.
Yeah, he sure was. He sure was. And then he got arrested by the fucking post office and they're going to take that boat. And it's very funny.
There is something poetic about him in a boat, like just decked out in Trump flags, with the boat being purchased with funds he grifted. It's just like he completes the visual circle in that moment.
It's so much better than I ever thought anything could be. I've gotten a lot of credit over the last year or so in particular in predicting a bunch of things. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you honestly, never in my life did I expect post office to arrest Steve Bannon on a yacht would be a
That's
thing.
Not on anyone's 2020 bingo card.
Nobody called, especially not Steve Bannon. I guess the post office might have predicted it.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Yeah. I so bad, you know, like, there's so many like just dark, messy dimensions about this entire administration, but like this sort of falls into like Wolf of Wall Street territory where you just like watch these guys get in over their heads with their greed. And then mm-hmm. I want like that second act and third act is probably so great when you start seeing it fall apart, because I would love to see a dramatized version of these fucking losers just panicking over the fact that their entire shit has just been exposed. And then like, all these terrible superficial band-aid fixes to it.
Yeah, I want to state I was wrong a little bit earlier. Colfage was released within hours of being arrested. He's on bond at the moment. He's pled not guilty. And Bannon was released not long after he was arrested on $5 million of bond. His travel is restricted to New York and Washington, D.C., and he can't use private boats or jets without permission. So we'll see. We'll see what actually happens here in terms of justice. They got arrested. Yeah. It seems like a pretty open and shut case, to be honest, what with them repeatedly bragging about it. And as a rule, when any kind of federal agency does something like this, they feel like they have a pretty airtight case.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, when you, but again, it's like, it's so comedic because it's the confessions are all there. Like, I don't know how, what lawyer is going to argue that they're not guilty. Like, how are you going to explain the better you than me LOL text? Mm-hmm. Like, how?
Yeah, I'm sure they've got some sort of like, whatever. They'll try.
They'll try, but I'm just saying it makes me cringe because you're going in there with such like an intellectually bankrupt defense. And like, I get stressed. I'm like, oh man, you're not going to, like, you know, sometimes you can get your way, worm your way out of shit, but this one is a little too tough. I think if anything, it's in the sentencing that we really see the lack of justice. Cause I think what they're looking at like 20 years for each charge essentially, but really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'd
be surprised if it's like, you know, 2 years.
They're going to get the Aunt Becky treatment.
Oh, 2 seconds?
Yeah, I doubt it'll be a crazy amount of time. I don't know. You know, everyone seems to hate Steve Bannon a lot, and he committed a bunch of crimes, and he has no more friends.
Yeah.
So, if Steve Bannon gets anything more than a year, I'm going to consider this a big win, because then Steve Bannon's in a fucking prison for a while, and I hate him, and he sucks, and it would be awesome if he actually faced a consequence for one of the terrible things he's
done
in his
life. Steve, no friends, Bannon.
Yeah. Is that on your bingo card for 2020? No. Justice for Steve Bannon? No.
I thought he was just going to live in the fascist castle that he was buying in Italy with an army of brainwashed militants for decades until dying of cirrhosis.
I thought he was just going to sit like in a chair and just slowly decompose. And then
I won't be mean. I won't put that energy out there.
I just assumed he was going to die the death of a successful fascist, which is, again, in a castle in Italy.
Right.
but maybe he'll go to prison and reform himself and
perhaps
become the new face of the green movement. I don't think that's likely, but it would be kind of funny.
Yeah, well, you know, thoughts and prayers, you know.
Thoughts and prayers to Steve and Brian and who are these
build
other guys.
The wall, no more friends.
So, Miles, this was fun. Yes. How can people find you on the internet if they want to see things that you've done that aren't reading a federal charging document?
Really, I do a daily podcast, Daily Zeitgeist, but really,
you do.
If you need an escape, check my show out with Sophia Alexandra, 420 Day Fiance. You know, the bastard pods followers love Sophia.
Love.
We get together, get just stony baloney and just talk about our favorite reality show because, you know, that's a real escape sometimes. Mm-hmm. So check that out wherever you get your podcasts. Oh, yeah. And we do this thing now where I do a terrible Arnold Schwarzenegger impression.
Oh,
and then I say Arnold Schwarzenegger is a guest. And then the podcast app will tag Arnold Schwarzenegger as a guest on the show. So if you're an Arnold Schwarzenegger fan, come by.
You'll love to hear it.
You do love to hear it. And the other thing you love to do is commit wire fraud, which I have on good authority, never ends badly. So that's my advice to listeners, is to go fraud some wires. Fraud the hell out
fraud
of
it up.
Yeah, find some wires, fraud the sons of bitches, get it on.
Boom.
You know, or you could like follow Robert on Twitter at iWriteOK. You could follow us on Twitter and Instagram at BastardsPod. We have a Tee Public store with lots of different merchandise. And wash your hands and wear a face mask.
Yeah, wash your hands, wear a face mask, commit a lot of wire fraud. I can't exaggerate how good an idea it is to commit wire fraud. And text your friends about the wire fraud you plan to commit. Really just get in there. You know, send them letters, too, about the wire fraud. I have it on good authority. The post office is not watching. So,
and also, have those letters notarized as well. So you can really just make sure all the correspondence is fully locked in and there's no miscommunication at all.
Yeah. Be really clear. Make sure whenever you're committing crimes to outline the crime that you're committing and your knowledge that it's a crime.
Right.
That's a double jeopardy, if I understand what double jeopardy is.
Perfect. You should be their lawyer.
Be charged. Yeah. I would love to be Steve Bannon. I will take that gig. You know what? I will quit podcasting if they want me to defend them in this legal case. Yeah.
How would you do it? Like, Obviously, you know you're going to lose. So would you just try some harebrained shit? Or would you just be, I mean, obviously you got to kind of work them too.
You know,
guys,
Miles,
I'm getting you off.
I think I would take the most acid I've ever taken and just see where that leads me. You know,
right.
I've never been in a courtroom on LSD.
Right.
But I bet I could defend two people from charges of wire fraud.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because then, when they have to be like, and what of this text message? Can you read this one, Mr. Bannon?
I might turn out to be like that guy who pitched a no-hitter on a head full of acid.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that,
exactly.
But defending people against charges of blatant wire fraud.
Oh, yes. That is one of the great tales of Doc Ellis's ride.
Yeah,
into
Doc
the sunset.
Ellis on so much acid, pitched a no-hitter. I will be the Doc Ellis of fascists committing wire fraud.
In a court of law.
That'll be act three of or four of my career.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Robert kind of lost himself in those later years, but
he just kept taking acid and defending Nazis from wire fraud.
But in a way, he was the greatest giver of justice because every single person got the maximum sentence based off his harebrained defenses. And people to this day don't know why these people agreed to have him defend them.
Yeah, it really was a baffling choice all around.
Yeah, for everyone.
All right, well, the episode's over. Go be with Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or Zeman.